Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with Life Support, Outreach Church, and the Prayer Room Ministry. We're so excited tonight to be back on our radio broadcast. We're going to get ready to call our worship to order now, our Bible class to order now. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. We're going to have a short devotion, and then we're going to get right into the Word of God. Amen. I'm so excited today just to be back on our radio broadcast. I give reverence to God, who is my life, and to everyone in their respective places, to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to every one of you. I'm so thankful that you decided to study with us on tonight. God bless you all, and we're going to get right on into it. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 9. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right in my cause. Thou statest in thy throne, judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out thy name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities, thou and their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever, purge his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in righteousness, uprighteousness. I have just read you from Psalms 9, the first 8 verses. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come on tonight humbly before your throne of grace, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we come tonight, Lord, just giving you all the praise and glory on tonight. We just come magnifying your holy name, Lord, lifting you up on tonight. I first of all come, Lord, just asking you, just repenting and confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Father, I come asking you now to bind the strong man from our lives. In the name of Jesus, bind up the strong man from our radio broadcast. Bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlord, any demonic force, every demon. Your assignment is canceled. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to bind them up, cast them out, and command them to go right now in the name of Jesus. You have no power. You have no authority over this radio broadcast and over us. Bind you, I rebuke and bind you right now from our lives right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to send your anointing on tonight, Lord. Anoint us tonight, Lord. Open up our minds tonight. Open up our hearts that we may be receptive to your word. Don't let us put a limit on whatever you're doing, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you now to send your anointing tonight and cover this line in the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around this line, Lord, and everyone that's up under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, I be careful, Lord. I ask you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit may increase and minister to us on tonight. Teach us, Lord. Teach us your words, every precept, in every statute, God. Just teach us your word, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we'll be careful to give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. I'm just so delighted tonight to be on our radio broadcast on this evening. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. We're going to get right into our study on tonight, and I got my other book as well, and it has more stuff in it, but we're going to keep talking about this what we're on right now. We're on number 40 right now, and my book has a number 40, and but I'm going to, anyway, we're going to go, many of the Old Testament kings ruled 40 years. Why? 40 means acceptable or unacceptable rule, or rule that has been determined to be good or evil. Four means rule. And 4 times 10 equal acceptable or unacceptable dominion. God revealed the sovereignty of his rule in the days of Noah when he sent 40 days of rain and destroyed the world. At another time, he gave Nineveh 40 days to straighten up. Jesus took dominion and ruled over both his flesh and the devil when he completed his 40 days fast. Another example of 40 depicting rule or dominion is revealed in the biblical story of Elisha in 2 Kings, 2nd chapter, the 23rd and the 24th verse. Elisha cursed a group of young people who were mocking him. Now, this is not the, yes, it was. After two she-bears came out of the woods and executed God's judgment by mauling, eating up 42 of them. The bears represent the curse, 40 portray dominion, and 2 imply the judgment. So Elisha cursed them because they was making fun of him. And then the 40 means dominion and implies judgment, the number 2. So that's something that in my book it says the number 40 is the number of probation. It's the number of testing and trials. The significance of 40 is seen in the life of Moses, who was called to deliver his fellow countrymen from Egyptian oppression. 40 years Moses was in the land of Egypt, 40 years in the desert, 40 years in the service of God. He was 40 years finding out that he was somebody. Then it took him 40 years to find out that he was nobody. Then 40 more years, and he discovered that God was everybody. And I got so much more to that, but I just wanted to read that little bit. So we're going to go on to 50. Because, you know, we got so many. It's so many. Even the, anyway, and this going to help us. It really is going to help us. We just need to kind of keep in mind how God is opening up our minds to these the different things. We're going to get past these numbers. Okay, 50. In the scripture, 50 usually relates to ministry, as 30 does, but with a different view concerning the Levitical priesthood. Moses wrote, "For 30 years old and upward until 50 years old shall thou number them, all that enter into perform the service to do the work in the tabernacle of the congregation." That's number chapter 4, verse 23. 30 indicates whether a minister character is conformed to Christ's character, and 50 considers whether his service is. Notice the 5 and 50 in the following scriptures about Solomon's workforce. These were the chief of the officers that was over Solomon's work, 550. And that's in 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 23. Also, when Jesus went to feed the 5,000, he said to his disciples, "Make them sit down by 50s in a company." Luke chapter 9, verse 14. It is very important to get a passing grade on God's report card. Our works are regularly checked and graded. Solomon said, "For God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." That's in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 14. And that's what we have to realize. A lot of times, everything we do and say, God checks out. I mean, God know we're not perfect. Nobody is. But he know we shouldn't be willfully sinning. So this is what he's talking about. We just have to keep striving to live a perfect life. And I don't care what nobody say. Ain't nobody perfect. No, it's not. But we're supposed to be striving to get as perfectly as we can. No, we nobody perfect but God. But we ought to want to live the way God would have us to live. We can't always do that. But God should know that we're trying in our hearts. Know our hearts. He can look at our hearts and tell that that's it. The number 60. Now, 60 is quite intriguing here. It's different because 6 means image. 60 is the measure of our image. Our flesh is created in the image of God, and our spirit is created in his likeness. The nature of our flesh is truly unacceptable, while our spirit is ready and willing to serve God. Paul said, in me, that is in his flesh, dwelleth no good thing, Romans chapter 7, verse 18. Also, the carnal minded is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be, Romans 8 and 7. For this reason, the number 60 is seldom used in a positive sense in relation to humankind, because it refers to more to the outward image than to the inward likeness. As a whole, humankind does not have an acceptable image. Very few people have earned enough of God's approval so that he can use the number 60 in a positive way when referring to them. Enoch was one of the few. All the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. I mean, I was telling somebody that today, I don't know about this, that sometimes that we'll be raptured. It'll be just like God taking us, not dying, but God will take us. It says, I read that we will investigate the full meaning of Enoch's age maybe later, I guess. And then we have the number 70. 70 means completely accepted or completely rejected. As the cause may be, Jesus used the number. Then he taught about forgiveness. In Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 and 22 says, then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till 7 times? Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. So Peter's question conveyed our corner ideal of forgiveness. 7 means complete, and we think we have forgiven when we have completely released someone from his or her indebtedness to us. But Jesus teaches that we must go further. It's not enough to just forgive them. We must also completely accept them. Our concept is, I forgive you this time, but I'm not going to let you get close enough to harm me again. Admittedly, it's not very wise to be like Abner as a fool dies in 2 Samuel chapter 3 and 33. But in essence, Jesus said, if you want me to accept you after I've forgiven you, you also have to accept them. That's the real meaning of 70 times 7 used here. The meaning is not that the multiplied product of 490. For those who may have a problem believing that Jesus' reply to Peter's question was a parable, considered Matthew 13:34 says, all these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables. and without a parable spake he not unto them. When we treat symbols literally instead of as parables, which they truly are parables, we completely miss what God is trying to tell us, because God speaks to us in parables, dreams, and visions. He speaks using symbols. So as we say, see it, 70 can be negative too. One example found in the Bible is where 70 men of ancient of the house of Israel in Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 11, were burning incense to other gods. And God asked Ezekiel, "Son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark, every man in the chambers of his imagery? For they say, the Lord seeth us not. The Lord hath forsaken the earth." The context shows that God was completely rejecting Israel at that time because of the evil worship. Noah's father is another good example. His was the last generation before the flood, and all the days of Lamech was 777 years, and he died. It sounds like God was saying, "That's all, folks, doesn't it? But God is just letting us know right here what he's talking about, the incense. You can't burn them, and I'm not saying we'll burn them to other gods, but to be on the safe side, just don't burn. I used to burn them all the time, but I didn't know. I hadn't read the Bible. I was young, 16, 17 years old, when I used to burn these incense and stuff like that, and the one to no other gods, but I'd just rather be safe and not burn them. And we have to forgive people, and we have to let it register in our heart that we've forgiven people. We got to forgive. I don't care how many times. You got to forgive over and over and over again, because we want God's forgiveness over and over and over again, because believe me, we sin every day, and we want God to forgive us. 80, the number 80 is well known as the age of Moses, when God sent him to Pharaoh to deliver Israel. Moses was 80 years old. Also, Caleb was 85 when he conquered Mount Paran. Although their accomplishment at that age was impressive, the meaning of their age makes them even more impressive. These men had acceptably put off the flesh to the point that God could be glorified through them. On the other hand, 80 can also be used in a negative sense. And Methuselah lived in 187 years and begot Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begot Lamech 782 years and begot sons and daughters. And Lamech lived in 182 years and begot Noah. Methuselah was Noah's grandfather, and Lamech was his dad. The ages of these two men epitomized their generations, rejected of God of their generations. God said, the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupt his way unto the earth, upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is full with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. And he did just that, because he let that flood come. 90 means the fruit has been inspected. Probably the best known passage in the Old Testament using 90 is found in Genesis chapter 17, verse 1 and 6. It says, "And when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect, and I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee." This visitation happened immediately before God fulfilled his promise to Abraham. Abraham was once 100 years old when Isaac was born. He was 100 years old when Isaac was born. Man, that was awesome right there. He was 100 years old when Isaac was born. The fruit that God expected and accepted was Abraham's faith, one of the 9 fruits of the Spirit. And while we are on 99, remember the 99 and the 9 sheep we discussed earlier when we were studying the 9 numbers. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over 1 sinner that repented more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. And that's in Luke chapter 15, verse 7. Since they didn't need repentance, they were certainly accepted. They didn't need repentance. They was accepted. So now let's look at an actual dream that contained numbers. In the beginning of this chapter, I talked about, I don't know if you all remember this, because I don't remember it either, but we talked about have anybody ever dreamed that they won a sweepstakes or won money. I dreamed that I'm not going to say I won money, but it was like I had money, I got some kind of way, maybe I did win money. And I've dreamed it more than once. Now, this just been dreams and like visions. And it's like the phone rang and I answered the phone and I could hear somebody saying, telling me that I won money. Oh, and it was like 50,000, 150,000, 500,000, stuff like that. And I think I told one or two people, because I still know that God is going to bless with some money in that area. But I'm not going to say that I'm winning money, because I'm not out trying to. And you can win a sweepstake or something like that, but for it's like the lottery and stuff, I'm not even playing the lottery and stuff like that. But it's some kind of way in the dream or vision that I had that I won money, that I got money, and I was trying to divide it here and divide it there and give this person this and this person that, and I was saying I was going to build some homes, some little homes for the homeless people and stuff like that. But I never looked at what the numbers meant back then. I had my book. I had this book with the numbers in it, but I never thought to look in the book. Now I can, because it was a dream or a vision that I was having. And one time, it's like a couple of times I won 50,000 oh, I got $50,000. Then it's like God blessed me with a $500,000. And then it looked like I won some millions. I got millions from somewhere. And I was trying to, like, give my children $1 million apiece. And just, and I'm saying, Lord, what am I going to do with all this money? This is how I was talking to him. Like, what am I going to do with all that money? And, you know, I'm going to look up, too, what does money mean in dreams? That's what I want to know. What does money mean in dreams? I hadn't even thought about that, but a lot of times when we dream of, we finna get into the hundreds, the hundreds, like 800 and stuff like that, or the 300 or 200. We're getting ready to get over into the hundreds now, and they mean something. They mean something. So we need to know that even when we're interpreting, when we dreams that we won money or we found money or stuff like that. I have found money. I found money on a job one time, a lot. Nice little penny on a job one time. But I wasn't thinking about, you know, that it meant something that I found that much money. I found drugs, too, with the money, but I found the money and gave the drugs away. That's when I was young then. But it means something. Hundreds mean something. Numbers mean something. And we're not going to get so struck in that. Like, it's almost like, you know, psychic stuff like that. We're not getting into that. These are dreams and visions. That's it. Dreams and visions is what we're trying to make sure by the Spirit of God that we can interpret dreams and visions, because it have more to do with discernment and the prophetic. Because God speak to us. He get messages to us through dreams and visions. So the fullness of hundreds, like 800, the number 800 is four or put off, because, you know, eight means to put off. Like 1,000, it is also a unit of measure. It means fullness. Now that we know the base number and the concept of measurement, it is easy to understand the meaning of hundreds. Fully begun 100. Fully judged 200, fully conform. So let me go back here. You know, one is beginning, seven is complete, one is beginning, two is divide or judge, three is conform, four is rule or reign, five is serve, six is image. Then we see it, seven is complete, and eight is to put off. Nine is fruit or harvest that we just got. We talked about that 99. And so when we have the hundred is fully the fullness of. So, and that's the base number of like 100, 1,000, 200. 300 like that, and you use like 200 is divide or judgment, so it's fully judged. It's 200, fully conformed is 300, and so forth. It's fully, it's 100. In Judges chapter 7, and notice that everything that we do, even all our dreams, everything is from the Word of God. Always remember that it's from the Word of God. We know that. So anything that we kind of confused about or just don't understand, go to your Word. Just sit down and think about it and go to the Word of God and let God lead you on a whole lot of this, because it's the answers right in the Word of God. I'm telling you, I don't care what it is, it's in this word. It says, it's in Ecclesiastes, it says, there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. So everything we are doing has already been done. Nothing new under the sun. So in Judges chapter 7, verses 2 through 7, God wouldn't allow Gideon to fight for him until he first reduced Gideon's army to 300 men. Why? Gideon had to fully conform to God's plan before he would use him. With this concept in mind, look again at Enoch's age, 365. 300 means that he was fully conformed. 60 means that what he was conformed to was God's immaculate, though invisible, image, and God's image is acceptable. And 5 refers to Enoch's service. So Enoch's age revealed that God fully accepted Enoch. Person and his work. When God fully accepts the church, he'll take us to heaven too. The proper understanding of 100 would have saved many ministries a lot of embarrassment. When the prosperity move was in its prime, the saints were promised that God would restore their offering to them 100 times over. One of the scriptures used to persuade them to give was Mark 10:29-30. And Jesus answered and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, there is no man that hath left houses or brethren or sister or father or mother or wife or children or land for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive an hundredfold. Now in this time, houses and brother and sister, mother and children and land with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life." The problem is God will not fulfill a promise he didn't make. The Bible doesn't say God would multiply their return by 100-fold. 100-fold means full return. Not 100 times as much. God is saying that if you give, leave, or lose something for his kingdom's sake, in the long run, you would not have lost anything because he will fully repay you. We receive back with the same measure we give, as Jesus said in Luke 6:38. Give and it shall be given unto you. For with the same measure that you meet with all, it shall be measured to you again. That scripture does not actually mention an increase either. It says same measure. Same means same, no more. When Isaac sold and received 100-fold return in Genesis 26:12, he received a full harvest. Even though there was a famine at the time, his crop wasn't affected. He reaped a full harvest because he sowed in obedience. Now, a full harvest is certainly more than the seed planted. So notice I'm not saying that God won't give you an increase. I'm just saying the 100-fold doesn't mean what some endures of the prosperity move said it meant. Because a lot of times they would let us tell us and pray over the offering. Bless them 100, 30, 60, and 100-fold. And I don't know where the 30 and 60 came in at. I don't know. But we always pray over the offering with that. As the return to fully complete or abbreviate the list for 100 is 400 implies full dominion. 500 indicates full service. 600 portrays a full image. 700 means completely full. 800 is fully put off. And 900 refers to a full harvest. And this is so helpful into a lot of things because you have to know this word. You have to know the word of God. We must know the word of God. I've been saying this stuff for years, praying it over offerings and stuff for years. But it got to be what God said. It's got to be what he said. Don't tell me what you think he meant. We need to know it right here in the word of God. God said what he mean. He mean what he say. You know, it just messes me up because it makes, you know, it makes us look like we're not studying. You know what I'm saying? It makes us look like, I'm going to find this, y'all. I'm just sorry. It says Luke 6:38. I want to just see this because, you know, you've been praying this stuff as long as you've been praying. Let me just see. Who is praying? And then here we praying wrong. Oh, that's not the scripture, though. It says, given, it should be given unto you. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. So where the 100, the 30, 60, and 100 folds come in, do anyone know where that scripture is? Mm-mm. But I'm going to be searching for it. I'm going to find that scripture. If it's in this book, if it ain't in the book, then I'll never say it again. That's why we can't listen to, I mean, it's all right to listen to the preacher. It's all right to listen to the prophet. It's all right, but you got to know this word for yourself. We just repeat what we hear the preacher say. We can't do that. We can't do that, and I'm so guilty. That's why I feel so bad, because I know I done prayed that prayer too many times, and it's not right. Okay. So we at 603 scores and 6. This number, wait a minute. Did I skip anything? Wait a minute. Okay, maturity of thousands. Thousands. So, anybody have anything to say or any questions or anything? Because I'm really kind of upset a little bit because I've been seeing this crazy thing. If it's not in the word of God, it's just something we saying because we hear somebody else say.
Hey, those scriptures. Yeah, those scriptures are Matthew 13:8-23, and Mark the 4th chapter, verse 8-20. It talks about some 30, some 60 of. Talk about when he give out the talent.
Is it talking about money? Let me see. 13.
Verses 8-23.
Oh, about the talents. Okay. But see, that's still not okay. But this is not talking about sowing the seed, is it? Yeah. But I'm talking about giving money. I don't know. I got to study this weekend. I got to study this part because this is, like you said, this is the prosperity part where they was telling you if you give, he'll give it back to you 30, 60, 100 fold. But that's not what that seed means right there. That seed means something else totally. So I gotta just dig into that. I gotta dig into that That's what I'm saying. So we won't be wrong. We won't be wrong about what we're praying because that seed is for something else. That's for souls. So next week, next Tuesday, but we have Bible study again Thursday, but we're not going to deal with it Thursday. We're going to deal with it next Tuesday, and I have all of this broke down for you so we'll know exactly what it is because I pray over the offering 30, 60, and 100 fold. So I want to make sure I'm doing it and saying it right so I won't confuse nobody because, hey, I got to make sure it's right. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about the maturity of thousands. A thousand are interpreted in the same way that hundreds are. Thousands is a unit of measurement like 10 and 100 and refers to as maturity. So 1,000 is the beginning of maturity and 2,000 is mature judgment. So the 100 is fully and 1,000 is maturity. That's the reason Joshua told the people to stay 2,000 cubits behind the priest when they went to cross the Jordan and into Canaan. They were to use mature judgment in following their leaders. Joshua chapter 3 and verse 4. 3,000 refers to being maturely conformed, as Paul mentioned in Ephesians. And it says in Ephesians 4 and 13, till we all come in the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect mature man unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, refers to mature rule. And 5,000 to mature of service. Using the same line of reasoning, 6,000 is a mature image. 7,000 is simply matured or complete. Because one who is complete is mature, okay. 8,000 relates to a matured attitude toward the cross, and 9,000 indicates the fruit is ready for harvest. That's the 1,000. Now we at the 600, 3 score and 6. Does anyone have any questions or anything? Okay. Or any comments? Okay. Now before we conclude this chapter about John's infamous 666, that we mentioned earlier. Let's examine the passage in Revelation where John talks about 666. And he says, and I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. Here is wisdom. Let him that have understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of man, and his number is 600, 3 score and 6. That's Revelation chapter 13, verse 11 and 18. John identifies the beast as a man. Since we know that this is an evil man, we also know the symbolism used here is negative. Thus, The interpretation is simply this. 600 describes a full image. 60 means a rejected image. And 6 portrays an image, which John plainly declares is the image of man. So in the same way that Christ was the expression image of the invisible God, this beastly man will be the warped image of the invisible devil. He will fully reflect Satan's despicable. So we know that we know this 666 is from the pits and the Antichrist and the false prophets and all that. So we already talked about that and studied that. Mm-hmm. So, but we know where the number, what the numbers mean. So we don't have to worry about that. We know about that. So numbers to live by. We learned that 1,000 through 9,000 reveals the measure of our maturity in many different areas of our lives. We're just going to go over the numbers to live by. 10,000 through 19,000 measure things to determine their size, whether they are large or small, even tangible things like wisdom, might, degree of difficulty can be measured. For instance, 10,000 can mean something very large, like an expanded business. It can also mean a very difficult trial, large insurmountable problems that simply won't go away, giant problems such as Israel faced when challenged by Goliath. Goliath was a big problem or a big trouble, but not too big for God. He defeated him through a little shepherd boy. $10,000 dream. You know, understanding dreams can help defeat our Goliath too. You know, we have to depend on God and know that he can handle and he's in control of everything. So, 20,000. If 10,000 can mean a big trial, then couldn't 20,000 mean something very, very holy or maybe a very big decision that has been made? We have to consider the scriptures. That's why I say these scriptures are very important. And we are going to have to get in that word more. I'm going to get in it more because that really got past me. But I'm going to study it. But I won't have it studied like I want to by Thursday. So by next Tuesday, when we come next Tuesday, I have everything I need to know about that 30, 60, and 100. Okay. If 10,000 can mean a big trial, then couldn't 20,000 mean something very, very holy? Okay. The scripture for this is out of Psalm 68 in verse 17. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. Or what king going to make war against another king sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Besides having to make a big decision, the king had better make a wise one too. And then you can also see a big trial coming in that scripture. So we want to think about the 20,000 as being a very big something, big wisdom, a lot of wisdom, decision, or whatever it is, it's large. It's a large thing, the 20,000, just thousands to me means a big trial or big whatever it is in things to make a big decision with. 30,000, and we're just going through the numbers again. It's like threes. Now, what about 30,000? See, thousands mean maturity. Hundreds mean fullness. So, if you can determine something conform, which is three, accepted, which is 30, matured, wait a minute, accepted means something else, but maturity, mature means, no, accepted means, mature means 1,000. Let me see what accepted means. Y'all know I'm messing up. Two, three. Okay, 30 means accepted. Mm-hmm. And 1,000 means matured and large in the following passage. So Joshua arose and all the people of war to go up against Ai, and Joshua chose out 30,000 mighty men of valor and sent them away by night. In the case you have difficulty, 30 is accepted and conformed. Chosen shows accepted. So Joshua chose 30,000. So 30 is acceptable, conformed. 1,000 mighty men imply greatness, and men of valor refers to maturity in battle. So Joshua accepted those who were, as Paul put it, strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, Ephesians 6:10. So that is the 30,000 here that we're talking about. And I know I didn't probably kind of lost y'all, but I hope not. And I hope y'all keeping up with it, because those first numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1 through 8 or 9, are very important to know in order to continue. Because once you get to 10 and then you have 20, then you have 30 and on up, and then you get to the 100 fully, then you get to the thousands maturity, and it will really help you interpret a whole lot. So I'm not going to hold you. I'm just kind of going on with this thing, but we're going to get ready to get off. I just thank and praise God for you all staying on with me and just listening, but you all need to have some comments or something to go along so I know that you really learning something out of this thing, because this is powerful, and it will make you look at things different. Now, I'm finna go into this seed thing, and I'm gonna find out what's going on with it. But we're getting ready to get off. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come humbly before your throne of grace, just thanking you for an awesome Bible study on tonight, Lord. We just thank you for teaching, ministering to us on tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you tonight to bless everyone under the sound of my voice and bless their families, keep them all covered under the blood of Jesus. Then, Lord, I just thank you for teaching and ministering tonight. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. You all have a blessed night. I love you, and God love you too. You all have a blessed night, and I'll see you right back at this time Thursday. God bless you. Have a good night.